On a cold morning last month, I began to burn the enormous piles of brush that had accumulated from the 20 or so pitch pines I'd cut down behind the house last fall. The piles lay like green swells in a bristly sea across the southern slope of our yard. It seemed like a daunting amount of substance to get rid of with a match. But pitch pines live up to their name, and the fresh boughs burn fast and hot. There's something primally satisfying, even ritualistic, about burning wood, whether brush, logs, or leaves. You build a high pile of combustible natural matter and ignite it. You wait and watch as the first tendrils of smoke curl and twine together like an introductory theme. The smoke thickens and ripples like dark gray liquid. Then, suddenly, the needles catch, glowing a fiery red-orange. The flames crescendo, swell, and swirl, sending up great plumes of white-gray smoke and streams of glowing embers into the winter sky, accompanied by the percussive pops, crackles, and snaps of the wood. Then, just as quickly, the flames subside, leaving a fretwork of blackened, skeletal branches roasting over a growing pile of glowing coals and ashes below it. You throw on another bough and watch it all over again. For hours I hauled and piled bough upon bough onto the flaming pyre. At the end of the day, my eyebrows were singed and my face was burnt by the secondhand sun of combustion. I let the pile burn down as I put away rakes, chainsaw, bucksaws, gasoline, and other paraphernalia of the day's work. Gradually the shadows lengthened, then disappeared, the sky darkened, and the glowing ash pile was the brightest object in view, a jewel set off by the encroaching night. I went inside, bathed, and dressed. That evening, I went to the Barnstable High School to hear a concert by the Cape Cod Symphony. It was an all-Rachmaninoff program, played superbly, and I found that the strenuous physical work of the day opened me up to the music in a way I had rarely experienced. Still, one might think that 2.5 hours of unopposed romanticism would have been excessive. But it wasn't. I couldn't seem to get enough of it. It seemed the perfect music for a winter's night. And I wasn't the only one who felt that way. At the end of the concert, the largely gray-headed, sell-out crowd got to its collective feet and cheered like teenagers at a rock concert. It was as if the music had given us back the passions of our youth. And yet, I had the feeling that there was something about this particular music that made it so perfect for that evening. And then, there it was, in the program, on the same page as the notes to the Second Symphony. It was an uncredited quote, superimposed over a photograph of flames, and it read, "Like the embers of a huge log fire beating back an icy black Russian winter's night, Rachmaninoff's music smolders redly for ages and occasionally flares, with or without warning, briefly and spectacularly." The next morning, I went out into the yard and, on the frost-rimed ground, found a small cone of ashes from yesterday's burning, still smoldering, slowly and unspectacularly.